Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So across the country, there's been little rumblings about masks coming back. In fact, some public officials have been talking about bringing masks back onto airplanes. Lord have mercy. Do you notice how many of the eruptions of anger and discontented passengers and flight issues have gone down since they finally got rid of the masks? It was ridiculous. People couldn't breathe on a plane. Their kid couldn't breathe. It was uncomfortable. And when flight attendants who are not police officers found themselves in a position where they had to enforce a pseudo law, they got themselves beat up pretty badly. It was horrible. It was ridiculous. People got banned from flights. It was a mess. I do not want to see mask mandates come back. If I thought everybody was wearing a brand spanking new N95 respirator and changing it out the second it got contaminated, or more practically every hour of its use, and there were plenty of masks and everybody was doing it right, maybe I would say that I think the masks can help stave off many infectious diseases, but not the way we've been doing the masks, not the way it's completely half-assed. They're dirty masks. They're not being worn right. People aren't breathing well on a plane when the partial pressure of oxygen is down. And I think a virus like this has already been proven to outsmart the mask and get around it. So, no. I will never support a mandate. I do like the idea of people having N95 respirators, but you can't use one and have it last 3 years. You got to change it out as soon as it gets wet with your respirations. The mask I use with patients, the surgical masks, that many people, those little blue ones or yellow ones, you have to change out after every patient. That's how dirty they get that quickly. That's how contaminated they get. Instead, I still have those masks in my purse from 2020. Not the way to do things. So Governor Ron DeSantis has been the poster child of the anti-lunacy with what came down from COVID, with the lockdowns, with the masks and the mandates. And he is pushing for a permanent ban on all masks and COVID vaccine mandates. Now, Governor DeSantis is being looked upon as a hopeful, even though I think one of the latest polls showed Trump is ahead of him. DeSantis is a favorite because he looks very, very similar to Trump and Trump's siding of things, but appears to have less drama. So, you know, coming out saying we're going to permanently ban it in Florida is something that can attract a lot of people from a more national scale. He's calling it a common sense bill. It'll make it illegal for companies, government agencies, or schools to require staff or students to be vaccinated or masked up. He is an anti-wokeness crusader, which is attractive to people on both sides. Now, some woke ideologies I get aren't woke. They're actually pretty logical. But some of the woke ideologies, you're like, what the hell are you talking about? The Grand Canyon, right, was the Grand Canyon way before I ate a burger, before burgers were invented. Don't tell me to not eat a burger. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But he wants to liberate Florida from the biomedical security state. He is a staunch opponent of government-sanctioned COVID rules. He plans to petition the state Supreme Court to convene a grand jury to investigate how the shots were rolled out and marketed, which I think is needed. Governor DeSantis told the public in a Panama City Beach event that this is nuts that we're still doing this. We need to be leading on this by making all of these protections permanent in Florida statute, as we need to do in the upcoming legislative session. The state legislature is convening for its 2023 session in March. He said, we also believe that being able to live your life and being able to breathe the fresh air is something you should basically be a civil right. You should not have any of these mask requirements imposed on you. That is something that I found odd. I didn't know where the ACLU was when it came to the masks. I thought the ACLU would have immediately said, let these two-year-old autistic kids breathe. Get the mask off their mouth. They can't handle something on their face. Let them, and you're kicking these kids off a plane. You have black individuals who had relatives or were close to what happened with the Tuskegee experiments saying, I am not going to take the vaccine because I don't believe black individuals were represented properly in the studies, getting kicked out of restaurants when white people could come in and eat because of a quote-unquote vaccine mandate. I would have thought the ACLU would have been all over that. And I do think we've had a major civil rights issues that have been trampled on throughout all this. The 2021 rules banning mandates are set to expire in July, but the legislature is going to try and beat that deadline. Under the rules, employees can choose to opt for periodic testing or PPE as an exemption to the vaccine mandate. And employers are compelled to cover the cost of testing and PPE exemptions for employees. But there were hefty penalties for companies that violated the ban. Small businesses of 99 employees or fewer faced a fine of $10,000 per employee violation, where larger employees could be hit with $50,000 a violation. They want to put that in writing so people don't get discriminated against their vaccination status. So as a physician, I had said from the beginning, if somebody was a nurse, frontline worker, there's a good chance she has antibodies to the virus. Let her do a blood test and show you that she has antibodies so you don't have to stick her with the vaccine. Just like we do with college and the MMR. If people don't remember if they had a vaccine or not, they can do a blood test and show their titers. If then, you know, they don't have to be injected. They don't have to be go through all that. But no, that's not what happened. They were forced to still get the vaccine. 1-877-GOV. Hello? Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So here we are going into the third week of January, almost end of January. Many of you have already given up on your New Year's resolutions. I get it. I gave up. I tapped out day two. So I'm just as bad. But one thing that frustrates many of you is you work out every day. I do. And I don't see results. I work out every day, whether it's weights, whether it's cardio. I'm always working out. I'm always walking, always moving. Never go to bed without at least there being 10,000 steps additionally to that. And not looking like when I was in my 20s. What the hell's going on? Well, we're starting to hear, and it's a good time for this, experts speak out about what we might be doing wrong. Remember last year somebody said, if you're going to work out, you got to work out like you're 20. Now, I disagree, because if you have heart disease, if you have arthritis, things like that, I've seen too many people think they're 20 when they're 60 and they hurt themselves. So you need to do age-appropriate exercises and be aware, because one of my friends said, you know what, I'm taking up kickboxing. I'm like, good for you. So she went 0 to 90 in terms of working out. Then she tore her hamstring and now is not exercising again. So you know, sometimes you need to build up. But I do notice that people say, oh, I work out every day. And I'm like, oh, good. All right, so you're lifting weights. You're running, you know, high incline, high speed, treadmill. You know, well, no. I work out, but I walk, I mean, is it really a workout? My workouts, when I used to work out at Gold's Gym, I was dripping in sweat when I was done. Not necessarily that same intensity now. So last year they were saying your intensity, you might think you're working out, but you might not be doing that much. Now, walking on a treadmill while watching TV might not be a workout. It may be, you know, and you could call it a workout, power to you, because you're not sitting on your butt, you're actually working out. But it might not be what you're seeing these other skinny people do. And that's why you're not skinny or toned. Fitness experts at Fitness Volt is an online resource dedicated to strength sports. And they have revealed 6 reasons why our exercises may not be succeeding. Before we get into them, another thing that I also notice is you overcompensate with calories because you worked out. Big mistake people do is they go, man, I worked out for an hour and a half, so I could have a big lunch. No, you can't. Right. Calories, working out is important, but it's not calories in versus calories out. Just because you burned 1,000 calories doesn't mean you can eat 1,000 calorie meal. You still have to keep the calories down. So some of the things that they suggest, first and foremost, is you're not getting enough sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, you'll lack energy for your workouts, and then you won't reach your full potential. Muscles release amino acids during exercise, and they get converted to protein in the bloodstream during sleep. They say resting is important to allow the process to take place. The gym pros said you should aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep, which is something we doctors say as well, each night if you want to see the best results. That might mean you got to go to bed earlier. If I could also add, if you have sleep apnea, get that addressed. If you have poor oxygen, I think your metabolism slows. And I think individuals lose weight when they're getting enough oxygen. So if you're lacking oxygen in your sleep, I would say get addressed for sleep apnea. All right, but going back to them, one they say is get good sleep. Number 2 is people are not warming up before workouts. I used to actually teach Jane Fonda aerobics to classes. And the warm-up would take at least 5 minutes. And it was so important to stretch, so important to do the warm-up. They say without warming up, you won't have your maximum capabilities and you won't be fully prepared for exercises as your muscles won't be activated. There's no specific set warm-up, but it depends on your workout. A lot of us, we put on our tennis shoes, we stretch, and then we start running. Maybe we need to do a little bit of a slight jog before we go into our heavy run. You also, you know, maybe you need to do some arm circles. A lot of us think, well, I'm going for a run, so I just have to worry about my knees and hips. People's shoulders hurts with running. Need to take some deep breaths. You got to stretch your back. Many people make a mistake, they say, of not eating enough before exercise. A lot of people skip a meal so they don't cramp. But you need the fuel that I get. People say, well, you need to be on an empty stomach, so then you burn the fat. But you might not get as good a workout if you don't have whole grain cereals, fruit, some healthy carbs. Small portions, maybe some lean meat. But if you're not eating and you're working out fasting, that might not give you longevity. Remember, you also don't want to burn through muscle. You want to make muscle. A lot of people are also, they say, not consuming the right amount of protein. Protein is essential. You need to build muscle. You will not lose weight if you don't build muscle. You might lose muscle weight, but if you want to have increased metabolism, you got to build your muscle. That does require protein. Now, some of you eat too much meat, or you'll eat a steak. It is recommended to consume 1 gram of protein per pound of your body weight for optimal results. Consider adding foods like chicken, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, even walnuts into your diet. There's ways, even if you're vegan, to get protein. So, and then they also say you're not pushing yourself hard enough. So when I used to work out, I didn't have a trainer, but just competition with my friends, I'm not going to stop at 100 sit-ups. If I hear them, 119, 120, well, then I'm going to do 130. We're not doing that now. We're like, okay, I did my 20, I'm good. So sometimes you need to set goals and then try and meet those goals and exceed them. If your body gets used to an exercise, then you will, and that's another thing. I notice a lot of people say the problem is that my body gets used to it. That's a good thing if your body gets used to it. And I understand people say, I don't have time, I don't have time. You actually do have time to work out. Especially if you're doing remote working, you have time to do some exercises. You also don't have to exercise, by the way, in all one sitting. You could do your arms. You could do 20 minutes of arms. If you're, let's say, you know, working remote, and you have to be around your computer, but you don't necessarily have to be sitting there. Okay? Grab your weights. I suggest everybody have workout equipment at the house. So much easier to grab some weights, get on the yoga mat, do some stretches, get on the treadmill if it's home. When the weather's bad or the gym closed, it was, you know, during COVID, our gym was closed. No big deal because I had the treadmill at home. I didn't gain weight at first with COVID. I actually lost weight because I had more time to work out. It was fantastic. But then I started streaming. Then I forgot what else happened. Oh, yeah, I went to menopause. So my weight gain went for that. But I didn't get those COVID-10 or COVID-20 like everybody else did because I had equipment already at home. Now, they say that you may assume that the more days you spend at the gym, the better your results will be, but you've got to let your body rest. If you over-exercise, you'll underperform. You could injure yourself, and your body doesn't get to repair itself. So if you hurt, rest it. The big mistake I see people make is they're like, I need to push through it, I need to push through it. Then they hurt themselves, and then they can't work out. I would rather you protect that joint. If your shoulder hurts, then do some abs. Do some leg. Get yourself checked out. If you do have hip pain, knee pain, get that checked out. Now, I've been very fortunate because the more I exercise, the more it controls the pain. So I thank God I feel good. But my exercises are different. I've had to change the incline. Sometimes a certain incline will mess with my knees on the treadmill. So I have to vary that incline. It stinks because the higher the incline I really want, a 10% grade, my knees are shot. I can't do it. So I have to lower the incline. But you know what? At least I have longevity and I can still be on my treadmill. So it's okay. It's 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It's okay to take that 1 step back if you're able to pivot and take 2 steps forward. But a lot of us do things wrong. Rest, eat, sleep. And make sure you push yourself in the right direction. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Force. hiring extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News update. About 10,000 people who work for Microsoft are about to learn they no longer work for Microsoft. That's about 5% of its workforce. Also word that Amazon will begin another round of layoffs starting today, as many as 18,000. Protesters in New York City are demanding that Homeland Security revoke the passport of embattled freshman Congressman George Santos.
We believe that an indictment of George Santos is not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
Because of that, Nassau County, New York legislator John LaFazen believes Santos is a flight risk. The Albuquerque, New Mexico man accused of hiring men to shoot at the homes of some local Democrat officials is due in court this afternoon. Solomon Pena, a failed Republican candidate for the state house, faces a long list of charges involving those shootings, in which nobody was hurt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some people are calling it the big quit or the great resignation as opposed to the great recession. So we have a recession, and you would think employment opportunities would stave off that. Unfortunately, many employers are saying, or many workers are saying, no. We are going to still see, despite a recession, more resilience with workers, more choices to stay home, cut costs, cut spending. And so just because we have the big quit and people saying, I'm not going back to work. I'm working from home. I'll make less money. That's fine. They're saying we're still going to be in a recession. And as we just saw with Party City filing bankruptcy, as we see with doctor's offices saying, I don't have staff, I have to close. I'm here and doctor's offices are closing in droves. And you're going to be very hard-pressed to find a doctor that can have their family neighborhood type clinic anymore without joining a big group or going to concierge medicine or finding another alternative. If you can't find staff, you can't provide a service, you can't make money, you're going to close down, fire more staff. So this is, Americans are spending less. We know this. I know this. Because patients have medical issues. I'm like, you got to get that biopsy, you got to get that checked out. And they say, no, telemedicine is free. Tell me how to do it at home. I can't tell you how to biopsy something at home because you need a pathologist. If that's melanoma, you need to get the right amount of borders. You know, like with Jill Biden, I don't know if she had squamous cell, she had basal cell carcinoma. Some skin cancers, we need to do Mohs surgery. Or after every slice, we look at it under a microscope and see if we have to go deeper or wider. You can't spend less. And it's, we're seeing this. MediShare, people have asked me about MediShare. A lot of my patients are happy. They love MediShare, where they don't have to ascribe to the typical Obamacare plan, spending high deductible, paying premiums on things you don't need. However, many of my MediShare patients do not want to go to the urgent care, do not want to go to the doctor, don't have a doctor. So these are things that are, you know, people want to save money. According to the Census Bureau data, Americans spent less in December amid concerns about the economy and mounting inflation. Less from November. Now, what is so shocking about that, people are like, well, it was down 1.1% from revised November sales. You're forgetting December is Christmas time. That's Christmas shopping. December is always up as opposed to November. I get November, May, and Black Friday sales, but shopping is huge in December. So if U.S. retailers and restaurants made less money in December than November with the holidays, that's huge. That's not a good sign. So Microsoft has begun to lay off 10,000 workers. Amazon has notified more staff that they are going to be, I think, cutting 18,000. The layoff by Microsoft is the latest of sweeping job cuts to hit Silicon Valley. They are paying higher labor, and they're not seeing the money come in terms of sales. They say the layoff, far larger than prior cuts by Microsoft last year, pile on to tens of thousands of job cuts across the technology sector that has deflated following soaring growth during the pandemic. That's the other thing, too. Many people overhired. During the pandemic, it was all about working from home. We all need computers. We all need laptops. We all need tech. Well, once you buy your tech, it's expensive. I'm not getting a new phone. I'm not getting a new computer. I spent the money. I'm going to make good now. So fewer people buying. Netflix saw the same thing. Once you had a bunch of people subscribe, they're like, well, we can't boast about new subscribers. But that's because everybody who subscribed did already. So you don't have that growth. Microsoft's move corresponds with its rival Amazon. Their employees were notified that they're going to have 18,000 of them cut. Meta's cutting people. Twitter is cutting people. High-paid white-collar workers are seeing steep job losses. Blue-collar workers still in odd demand. So they're calling this a rich session where the suits are getting fired. Uber suits are getting fired. Many of the Starbucks suits, not the baristas, but the in Starbucks. You know, when a CEO was making six figures, not even CEO, but some of these executives are making six figures, and they're working from home. What are you bringing in? What are you making? So at Amazon, layoffs announced in November and earlier this month are going to total 18,000. The layoff news is, with Microsoft, they are undergoing a $1.2 billion restructuring. And the layoffs are going to come in response to macroeconomic conditions and changing customer priorities. CEO Satya Nadella said the layoffs affecting nearly 5% of the workforce is going to begin today. And it's going to conclude by the end of March. They say we're living through times of significant change. Parts of the world are in a recession. And I told you guys, during the teens, the Great Recession, all of a sudden history books are now saying it ended in 2009. Okay, where I live, the recession went way until 2015, 2016. And every Monday was going to be a new rash of layoffs in the casino industry. And people were freaking out, and they were racing to come in and get seen while they still have health insurance, which is, again, a problem. Your health insurance should not be attached to your work, because you lose your job, you also lose your health insurance, a double whammy. And so people would come in, and they were freaking out. I don't know if I'm going to lose my job this week. And I'm looking at them going, that has got to be horrible. That has got to be so frightening. You got a family to feed. You don't know if you're going to lose your job. There's no other job to go into because everybody's firing. It's scary stuff. And it was fascinating to see those who were fired, who were coming in to use up, you know, because they were fired the beginning of the month, so they still had insurance for 3 more weeks. Those who came in or came in after paying cash, we had like a $50 cash rate to help people out so they wouldn't have to, panic about not having health insurance. They would say, you know, it sucks, but I don't have that fear every night, and I'm sleeping better. So sometimes those who got fired don't have to worry as much. You know, you want to be able to hold your job as long as possible, but on the flip side, once your fear has been met, you just don't seem to panic as much. So, my problem with anything we've been seeing with this economy or medicine is everything has been done with pendulum swings. You saw with the rental car industry, when you stopped tourism because of lockdowns and you weren't allowed to fly or travel without masks and all that other stuff, people weren't renting cars. Well, these companies had to stay alive, so they sold their fleet. Well, then they needed to try to get their fleet back again. When things opened, it's this back and forth. We need to overhire, and then we'll deal with it later. We'll just deal with it later. So people got jobs, but they only got jobs for a couple years. Nobody has longevity in a company anymore. Nobody has company loyalty. Same thing with consumers. I would go to this one restaurant pretty regularly. It was fantastic. I stopped. After COVID, I don't have to go. I don't think I've gone to that restaurant since COVID. It's been open. Still a good restaurant. Same management, same chef. But no. My habits changed. I don't go to the movies hardly anymore. I mean, I saw Avatar. I'm going to probably see the Indiana Jones movie. I might see Ant-Man, but I'm not really going to the movies that much anymore. My habits are changing. All of our habits are changing. So we're spending less, doing less. These companies are going to fire people as a result. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, everybody is looking for the holy grail of age reversal. And we're not there yet. We are going to continue to age. We always will. You can't stop aging. But the one thing we have been doing is looking pretty damn good for our age. When you look at Tom Brady, who's well into his 40s and looked even better than he did when he was in his 20s. When you look at Brad Pitt, when you look at, is it Anne Hathaway's in her 40s? These are people that don't look like the way my parents did in their 40s or 50s. They did. I look at myself and I'm like, I think I look old, but people say I look nothing like what people used to look like when they were middle-aged in the 80s and all that. So we are doing something. And people have asked, what are we doing? I don't think we're eating better. I mean, Tom Brady eats well. but we're using a lot of preservatives. We're not really eating farm-to-table food. We're eating a lot of food that has been prepared and preserved. Maybe we're having less disease as a result. Maybe we're exercising more, but I just look at pictures. I look at old, you know, when you look at football players in their 40s, I forget which game it was a few weeks back, where they showed a football player who was like 45. But I forget who they were showing back in the 70s. And I mean, he looked like, he looked weathered. He was, yeah, and then you compare him to Tom Brady and you're like, whoa. So maybe less sun. We've been out of the sun. I mean, Tom Brady hasn't because he's been working out. We've been using sunscreen, maybe. I mean, my mom, she let her hair gray and things like that, and I don't. Second I see a gray hair, I don't pluck it because I don't want to lose any more hair, but I get my hair dyed. So I don't, you know, my mom salted peppered and had, so she looked older than maybe she had to, although I think some people should let the gray come through and maybe blonde it a touch so they don't look like they're trying to force a hair color that doesn't belong there. But I have to credit, my mom isn't as wrinkly as she could be because she avoided the sun. I think you need the sun to protect, to get your vitamin D and to protect against cancer and things like that, but you know, maybe, I don't know, but I am out, you know, we do try to be outdoors. I think being outdoors is important. So I don't know why we look the way we do. Is it because of Botox? I don't use any Botox or fillers. I'm going to need to eventually. The stars do. The stars use Botox and fillers, sometimes too much. So I don't know. I don't think Tom Brady does. That's interesting to see. You see, Aaron Rodgers looks 10 to 15 years older than Tom Brady, and he's, what, 7-8 years younger? So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I think some people age well, some people don't. Well, look at Steve Martin. Steve Martin has looked the same since he was in his 20s. I mean, maybe now he looks a little older. Or maybe just some people have it, some people don't. Well, there was a breakthrough, we're being told, by scientists, looking at an experimental therapy where they rejuvenated cells in mice, helping them live longer. They reduced the mice's frailty, and they boosted the mice's heart and lung health. Harvard-backed anti-aging scientists hope that these exciting findings, according to Daily Mail, will open up the door to treating humans in the same way, boosting their resilience against diseases like cancer and dementia. Experts even believe that it's entirely possible that there could be a drug on the market by 2028. Dr. Noah Davidson, chief scientist for Rejuvenate Bio, which is the company behind the study, and this was out of Harvard Medical School, told the Times, I think the New York Times, that we could easily see something in humans in the next 5 years with this technology. They say extending human life has historically meant relying on medication and adopting healthier habits. This does not necessarily increase the number of healthy years lived because the elderly still continue to suffer from age-related illness, just over a longer time scale. So, you know, remember we just spoke about the French nun that lived to 118, but she was suffering and her face was contorted and she was bedridden at 118. We want to live longer, but be active. There's a U.S.-born 115-year-old that is now the world's oldest, who is now living in Spain. She exercised every day. She got COVID. But she, again, she exercised every morning until she was 105. Exercising every day until you're 105 years old. Many of us give up on exercise when we're in our 40s. So the team looked at mice who were 124 weeks old. That's old for a mice. And they want to undo the effects of aging on a cellular level, boost the lifespan and the number of healthy years lived. They took mice that was equivalent to our 77-year-olds, being 124-week-old. Every 2 weeks, Half of the mice got a placebo, but the other half got this therapy, which was a modified virus carrying additional pieces of genetic code. The mice that received the treatment produced Yamanaka factors. It's a set of proteins that we have been studying since the early 2000s or mid-2000s to reverse cell aging and turn these cells into a younger state. They were given doxycycline, an antibiotic that activated these factors. This is in a preprint, BioRx IV, and it shows that the mice receiving the treatment lived an additional 18.5 weeks, being 142.5 weeks old compared with 133 weeks in those who didn't. But not only did they live longer, they stayed healthier longer. They were less frail. They had okay heart and liver health. So this is something that is huge. Again, how it applies to humans from mice, how, you know, can we reverse aging or slow it down? Now, I don't know if necessarily we're taking, let's say, a 77-year-old and turning them into 50. But I see 77-year-olds who act like they're 50. Why? Is it because they're really 50? Or is it because they're doing things or they have the ability? Maybe they're not in pain, so they get to move more. Maybe they, you know, people say Biden has been getting a stimulant. They give him stimulants, they say, allegedly, to have him get through press conferences. I don't know if that's true or not, but sometimes with older individuals, they do that to keep their mind going and to keep them more active. So controlling deterioration of the joints, increasing mobility, increasing your serotonin, making you feel better, increasing your heart stamina, being able to be more functional might make it appear like you are younger. I hang out with a 90-year-old every week to go play bingo. And I got to tell you, it's like being with somebody in her 60s. She's a hoot because she's active. She always has been active. The only thing is it does take good health to do that. It takes, God willing, you know, easier, you know, able to live with, you know, your joints and your other issues. So, our bodies are designed to decompose. Our bodies are designed to take us back to nature. And all the power to you to fight it. But I just think maybe we need to not call it reversing aging, but to live like you're 70, to me, is still pretty youthful. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms.
The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.